is like, cool, this is like my family. They, you know, we, but when it comes to us, here we go, looking like village idiots, want to discriminate against one another because of skin tone, or say something negative against somebody because of their skin tone. And we even do it within our own community, though. So that's another topic.
And that was one of the reasons why I brought this up, is because there's too much dissension amongst the different groups. I see it with some Africans, and then some African Americans are like, well, this one African told me he didn't like African Americans because we're this. And I was like, okay, so you're going to let that destroy your whole perception of, you know how many different ethnicities there are of African people, and just because one person told you something, you're going to be mad at all of them? Like, okay, and then show him that you're not like that, or move on to the next. But there's so much that we can learn from each other. Like, I look at people from Africa, when I meet somebody, I look at that as a learning opportunity, because I want to get close to them, because you have a connection to something that I'm missing. So I want to be close to you. Like, teach me, like, let me know about what's going on over there, because maybe we have some similarities, maybe we have some differences. I just want to know. Look at every opportunity as it's a chance to grow, and an opportunity to get something from that person, and that person gets something from you too. Instead of always having this like back and forth. Oh, you made fun of this, and now I don't like y'all. Okay, if you don't like fufu, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Move on. Like,
fufu
just
is good.
In.
I don't know what the hell you don't like about it, but okay. Yo, you don't like the fact that you got to eat with your hands? Did you know that forks didn't exist probably about a few hundred thousand years ago? Like, come on, man. Like, have you, look, I bet you try to eat with chopsticks though, but you don't like eating with your hands. You know, it's different things like that. Like, you know, we always sneer our nose down at things. Like, everybody always thinks that Africa is poor. Do you know how many countries are in Africa? Do you know how many countries are actually rich and flourishing way better than some of the states than the United States? But hey, you know, we always make an assumption because of what we're told, instead of making an assumption off of what you're told. This is what I and Q says this, and I say this. Pick up a book and read, or go see for your damn self. There's nothing stopping you from getting a passport and going there. Oh, they say it's dangerous there.
It's dangerous here.
That's why I shook my head.
Are you kidding me?
Do you not know how many guns is in your neighborhood right now?
Right. Like, have several seats. Have some.
Oh, this sweet old lady. Pop, pop. Get away from me, sonny.
Yeah. Yep. But see, that is the thing. Like, we play a lot on ignorance, and that is the key to keeping people under control, because the less you know it, the easier it is to control you. And that is one of the reasons why I feel like Black history is not taught from the very beginning, because the reason why you don't want to teach little white girls and boys about Black history is not because you feel like they're going to feel bad about themselves. It's because you know that they're going to grow up with a broader spectrum, and they're going to say, oh, this has been some BS from the beginning. Let me use my privilege to do better. That's why you don't want them to know it. That's the reason. Like, let's just keep it a stack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I couldn't do nothing. Just
I got that from
head.
One of my favorite TikTokers.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the key, you know. They keep you ignorant so you don't grow. They keep you ignorant so you stay seated. When they tell you to sit down, they keep you ignorant so that you'll never be at a place to where you can tell them what to do. It's scary that people don't dig deeper and try to figure out why is this so, or be inquisitive about something. You know, when you was a kid, you wanted to see how them ants crawled across there. You tried to figure out and look, and you watched those ants go across the field. And then you probably threw like some sugar, some food down to see what would happen, and all this stuff. So that same inquisitiveness that you had as a kid, you should have as an adult and say, why is this so? Like, this can't be that bad. Like, it's people actually moving over to Africa, to Ghana, and buying houses and stuff like that because the economy is on the rise there. Like, it's things like that that's happening that people are not inquisitive about or looking into more and trying to figure out, like, why is this happening? It's because here we are the capital. We are the capital. We've always been the capital because, like I said in the last episode, we don't do anything in our own community. We don't buy in our own community. We'll go out to everybody else's community. And if I see y'all little behinds walking around here in these red moon boots, I am going I'm going to talk about you like a filthy dog in the street. Do not go out here and go buy these red Mega Man boots looking like you about to shoot a laser about your arm. And that is exactly the thing. I saw that
just now on Facebook like an hour ago.
And that is,
I was like, what is this?
and that is the exact thing. Like, you know, we see a trend or we see something come up and then next thing you know, we go buy it from everybody. Instead, you know, it's a black man that's making his own sneakers, that's making his own way. And I don't never hear nobody really big him up or talk about his sneaker collection. But I don't attach myself to him. And on sat up there and on watched him. I was like, oh, well, yeah. And then the first thing you do as black people is you see, you know, the man making the sneakers and you see the prices and say, come on, bruh, that's a little bit too high.
Yeah.
But you go buy these red moon boots.
Right.
For $2,000 from somebody who really don't care nothing about you or your community.
No.
You know, and I mean, like I said, we have to get out here, travel, see the world more as black folks. You know, it's right. Nothing to get a passport. Get out here, start seeing the world and start meeting up with some of your other black and brown brother and sister. Like, it's all right.
Right.
I understand it might be a cultural change or you might feel uncomfortable about the culture or it might be culture shock. But I mean, I've ate Indian food. I've hanged with Brazilians. You know what I'm saying? I've hung with Puerto Ricans. You know, a lot of them, you know, they just like Americans anyway, Puerto Ricans. So only thing is they speak Spanish. That's all, you know. Everybody from just about every island I've hung with, you know, and, you know, like I said, I have a bloodline that comes from the Caribbean. So it's nothing to me. I feel like I'm amongst my own people. I just want everybody to know that even in different states, you have black people that have a different way of doing things. Mm-hmm. If you can't leave the country, at least go to another state. And go to a rib shack or a barbecue spot or something and meet some other black folks besides everything that's around you. Because Malcolm X said it best. If you stacked on top of one another, and I'm paraphrasing, but you stacked on top of one another and you get angry or you get mad or you can't breathe, who you gonna lash out at? The people that's right there stacked on top of you. Mm-hmm. You know, and Q just said that in the beginning. So that's why you need to get out and see the world more, because that changes your mind about any type of lashing out. You just look at them and be like, oh, you're just ignorant. Yeah, I'm going to keep on moving.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So Shout out to Brazil. Shout out to all of South America. Shout out to Mexico. Shout out to the Caribbean, shout out to Africa, shout out to all Central the black America, and brown people Honduras, out there in the world. Yeah, this one is for you. Because we all celebrate one skin color, and that is the skin color that we're in. It's very simple. It's very simple. We all celebrate the skin color, and that's the skin color we in. So whether that skin color is brown, peach, can't say white, but because white, and that's another thing too, because when you think about it, when you say white, I'm looking at my white countertops right now. I don't know nobody that looks that color. When you say black, yeah, I don't know nobody that looks this color. I've seen people get close to being dark like this, a little bit on the blue-black side. Right. If you don't know what blue-black is, trust me, I've seen some blue-black people, some really dark people.
Like when I go to buy my foundation, it says that I'm mocha. I'm mocha. I'm a mocha. And so stop buying up the mocha for 50 if you're not this color.
Yeah. Listen, black is beautiful no matter the shade. Don't make your black darker. Don't make your black lighter. Stop cheating yourself. Be happy of who you are. If your nose is big, be happy that your nose is big. That means you can breathe better than we can. You know, I know I got
you
a
got
weird
big shape, lips.
I got a weird shaped honker. That's from my lineage, my bloodline. You know, somewhere along line we got some type of Arabian nose type thing going on. But hey, a little bit of East African somewhere in there with the noses, but.
Yeah. I got the high cheekbones, full lips, the soup coolers. It is all beautiful, baby.
It's all beautiful. The little chinky eyes that don't mean that we Asian, that don't mean I'm making a racial statement. That some black folks just got some real slanted little tiny eyes. I got a niece, you know. You don't know whether she's asleep or she awoke when she walking. Yeah. Like, wake up, girl. I'm awake, Uncle Kenny. The eyes are just closed, you know?
Yeah.
So we come in all shapes, sizes, and colors and flavors, you know? I feel like I should play some Raekwon. But yeah, y'all dig that. Yeah, and just if you have any questions about Black History Month, anything like that, you can always shoot a DM, leave a comment, and let's just have an open discussion. Like, you don't have to be ignorant about it. You don't have to be ignorant about it. And if you Black from another country, I would love to link with you. Let's have a discussion. Yeah. So.
Just like you were saying earlier, get out there and explore your surroundings. Stop eating at the same chicken spot. Go out there and get you some. The other day I had some Jamaican stew chicken with rice and peas and cabbage salad. You know, go get you some other stuff. Go get you some naan bread. Go get you some biryani. Go explore your surroundings, man. There's so much, like in this Tampa area, we have so many different people from the Caribbean. We have so many people from India. We have people from different Spanish speaking countries. I mean, it's like a plethora of different things you can get here. So I go and explore and try. Look, one thing about me is if you got good food and good music, I'm there. I'm one of you for the moment. I'm one of you for the moment. Like, how are we doing? Okay, that's what it is.
I'm trying to tell you, I will show up and get me some food in a minute. Oh, this is a Panamanian spot? Word? Well, they look like me. I'm about to go eat. You don't even know what's on the menu. Long as it don't say,
in
look,
Winston,
is this shrimp or prongs or anything like that? Long as it don't say that, we good.
When I was in Winston, I went to every festival. I was at the Greek festival. I was at the Indian festival, the Cinco de Mayo festival, the Colombian festival, Puerto Rican festival, and the Hispanic festival, and the Juneteenth festival. I went to every festival because there was food and there was music. I'm there. I'm there. What are you talking about?
And that is exactly why I love Florida. Like you said, like you have all the people from all the islands in Florida. Like every time I've been in Florida, I never ran out of things to eat. Like, food was always good. Like, you know, in North Carolina, you probably got like some hit or miss authentic like Caribbean spots. Like, if you get the curry goat might be a little bit of curry, bah. But nah. You get curry golden Florida, it's all that. There. It's all the back. It's like, the goat just busting out with the ram. Right out your plate. Like, oh my God. Ooh. Make you start speaking Jamaican in that mug.
Ooh, Lord. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you haven't subscribed, I suggest y'all do so. Go ahead, click that button down below. Like I always say, you know, me and Q, we always chat it up. We always have a good time doing it. And I know you're going to love it. You loving this conversation right now. Look at you. You're smiling. You're laughing. Yeah. Yeah. See, I didn't talk about you. I didn't talk about your mom. I didn't talk about anything bad. I didn't show you how many houses I got, how many cars I got. No, none of that. No, no. It's just us talking. It's just us talking. Subscribe. Peace out. Yes, support group. Yes, support group. Yes, support group. Yes, support group.